Walk me through how you prevent HIV.
Well, there's a lot of tools to prevent HIV. You mentioned one of the sort of the recent advances by Mike Cohen here at UNC, showing that treatment of people with infection prevented spread of infection. But obviously, the most simple prevention method is to have safe sex with barrier methods of contraception, which can also prevent spread. Allison mentioned PrEP, which stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. So this is the use of antiviral medicines by people who aren't infected yet, taken close to the time where they might be exposed. And the use of those medicines has been shown to prevent transmission from an infected person to the person who's taking PrEP. There are now studies and experiments going on trying to develop different kinds of PrEP that are easier to use and perhaps safer and more long-lasting. Medicines that could be applied topically, and now medicines that can be taken once and last for many weeks and even months. Similar to the idea of taking, for instance, birth control pills to prevent an event for a long period of time. There can even be the use of antiviral drugs immediately after an exposure to prevent the establishment of infection. That's a difficult thing to do, but can sometimes be useful. And then, of course, ultimately, if the research community could develop a vaccine, that's another big goal of the HIV research community that many people have worked on for many years, and there's still advances going on and hope that we will get to a more effective vaccine. There is a vaccine that was used in a study in Thailand and was barely effective, but it did prevent about 30% lowering the risk of transmission. It's a sort of a starting point. Another recent development is the use of special antibodies that are very broadly protective against HIV that may be either developed for administration, or if we could teach the immune system of people to make these antibodies on their own, that would essentially constitute a very effective vaccine approach.
Right.
So there's a lot of tools, and it's really one of the bigger challenges is to figure out how to effectively use all these tools in the community to have the best effect.
One of the things that has always been a challenge is not just that we have these advances in medication, but also making sure that people have access to that medication and can afford it. There's a lot of barriers and red tape that people have to go through in order to be able to see the physicians and be able to get access insurance to cover the medication, and understanding that it's important to continually take the medication. You know, so we've been putting out messages that people should use condoms and make sure that they use medication, all those things. But it's also a matter of really addressing some of the structural and social aspects of that, like access to healthcare and access to education and transportation, that also would help prevent HIV, prevent the spread. And also making sure that we coordinate efforts between HIV prevention, treatment, and cure researchers and outreach workers and physicians, and, you know, just making sure that everything is coordinated.